You're listening to Let's Talk TriDelta, a podcast brought to you by TriDelta. In this podcast, we can dive deeper into some of the most powerful stories from our award-winning magazine, The Trident, and we can get up close and personal with some of our brave, bold, and kind members. Thank you for joining us. Now, let's talk TriDelta.
We're thrilled to have another guest on Let's Talk TriDelta today. Her name is Heather Richardson Woodall. She is a TriDelta from Beta Mu at Mississippi State. And professionally, she is the Assistant Director of Career Services at Mississippi State University. Welcome, Heather. We're so glad you're here.
I'm so glad to be here today.
Heather's going to talk a little bit more with us about mentorship. And Heather, you shared with me the history of mentorship, which is fascinating. So will you share that with our listeners too?
I sure will. So mentoring dated back to the Greek mythology, and Odysseus, and mentor was the name of the person that he hired to mentor, essentially, his son, and to guide and direct him.
That is fascinating. I mean, and so amazing, or maybe not so much, that a Greek women's organization would also find mentorship a central role that we play in our members' lives.
Yes. I think that's a cool connection there.
Yeah. So types of mentorship. There are several types of mentorship. So talk to us about what kinds of mentorship are available for women.
Yes. So there are two types of mentoring. There's informal mentoring and formal mentoring. A lot of formal mentoring happens through specific programs. A lot of the mentoring that our collegiate women, as well as our alumni members, are going to see is informal mentoring. So informal mentoring, there are two types of that as well. And this is kind of that type of mentoring that happens naturally. So we have professional and organizational mentoring. So if our collegiate women are going into an internship setting, they can reach out to their alumni members who may work in that same industry, work in that same organization. And it really allows them to find somebody to mentor them into that organization and that culture and the fit and what's expected at meetings and what is expected in their day-to-day job.
So important.
The second type is social or psychosocial. And that type of mentoring is more about transitioning into the world of work or transitioning into an industry. And what skills do they need? When you go to a business meeting, how are you supposed to run that business meeting?
Right.
How are you supposed to dress? And really transitioning from that collegiate experience into that alumni and that professional world.
Oh, that's incredible, right? So for women to gain access to that kind of help, right? What kind of advice do you have in terms of looking for a mentor?
So remembering the first thing is that mentorship does take time. It is a process that really needs to be built and established. It doesn't happen overnight. Sometimes the first person that they reach out to is not going to be that perfect mentor for them. But to really remember to take advantage of the networking and the opportunities and the skills and the experience that they are able to gain from some interactions and connections that may not turn into true mentorship. But also do those people that they are talking to, do those alumni, do they have the skills? Do they exhibit the skills? Do they have the career path that these collegiate women are interested in pursuing? Also, are they willing to share their experiences?
Right.
Are they, their advice, are they willing to share that advice with our collegiate women? And are they willing to push them out of their comfort zone?
Right.
Which is a huge thing because when you're transitioning from being a collegiate member, it's been a semi-safe environment
Sure.
for the most part.
Yeah.
And so really pushing them out of that and into new roles, new volunteer roles within TriDelta, new career paths that they may have never explored before with their majors.
So based on the fact that you could be in an uncomfortable situation in a mentorship relationship, talk to me about the importance of trust and credibility. And you talked about, the process. It doesn't happen overnight. So just tell me a little bit about the role of trust in a mentorship relationship.
So trust is very important. You do want to have that mutual trust and mutual respect. And that is something that takes time. We don't trust people overnight. And so really doing what you say that you're going to do, taking the initiative, reaching out to them first, setting the time, the place, the agenda, asking meaningful questions and really asking questions to get to know them before you get to know their career path or what advice they have to get you to your career path. It's really a give and take relationship, mentoring is. Ask for help creating goals and next steps and action plans, because that can be a great way to build that trust. You know, this is the goal I'm wanting to achieve. What advice do you have? What has gotten you to those goals, and how can you help me that way? And make sure that it's really a give and take relationship.
Well, and I'm hearing you say a little bit too, that there's an accountability piece to mentorship as well.
Yes.
Right. Once you set those goals and you have those, that follow up. So talk to us a little bit about accountability in this relationship.
Okay. So the mentee should definitely be the one that reaches out and is in constant communication. They should set the time, the place, the agenda, like I said earlier. But they also have to do what they say they're going to do. So you can say, we're going to meet next week at 12 o'clock and eat lunch at this cafe down the street. But if you haven't done what the next steps were and you haven't done what you said you would do, then the person who's mentoring you really doesn't have anything else to give you or to consider or to tell you, because they don't know where you're standing. So really reaching out and holding the other person accountable, but doing what you say you're going to do.
And being a good mentee.
Yes.
Right. So in looking for a mentor, what kinds of things should women be looking for as they select their mentor?
Okay. Some words that really come to mind to me when I'm looking for a mentor is somebody who's respected in their role, who is reliable, consistent, optimistic, and encouraging, but is actually compatible with me. And they share the same goals. They share the same vision, which we already have that in common when you find your Tri-Delta alumni. It's amazing where I have found Tri-Delta alumni, airports and work right. conferences and right. things like that.
We're everywhere.
So you've already started that built-in relationship that we talked about, but really looking for somebody who can push you and has the advice, the experiences, that can get you to the next step. And that mentor may change over time. So as a collegiate woman, it may be a young professional who has started in an industry that can really get them in the door. And then that may change into a more experienced professional who can help them get to that next level in their career.
That's great. That's great advice, right? So I know you know that Tri-Delta has just launched its first ever app
right.
called Connect DDD. And it has the ability to link mentors and mentees. What do you think about technology like that that will help our women connect?
So I think technology is awesome. At times, it works in our favor. And I think this is one of those resources that is going to be extremely helpful, because it's really bringing that alumni network together. So the alumni chapters in your local towns, your hometowns, where you're currently living can be helpful as well, but this broadens that spectrum. You may find somebody across the country who can mentor you towards becoming a professional in the career that you're interested in, and there wasn't somebody in your local alumni chapter that could do that.
Sure.
Also, I think utilizing technology such as LinkedIn, because I know one of the first things that you see under my LinkedIn is my Tri-Delta involvement, along with my professional experience
right.
and things like
That's
that.
Terrific.
So when you start searching companies and finding people who work in those companies, you can also look for that Tri-Delta experience and search through networks like that. And also utilizing that Connect DDD as well.
Outstanding. Heather, thank you so much for being with us here today and for sharing your wisdom around mentorship. Here's to Tri-Delta women mentoring with and for each other all over the world. Thank you so much for being with us today on Let's Talk Tri-Delta.
Thank you for having me.
Tri-Delta is making it easier than ever before to share the bonds of friendship with our very first app, Connect DDD. Harnessing the power of Facebook and LinkedIn, Connect DDD provides exclusive networking opportunities for Tri-Delta members across the world. You can search for sisters, find or become a mentor, make career connections, explore job and internship opportunities, join interest groups, find events in your city, and so much more. Getting the app is easy. iPhone users can go to the App Store and download Graduate Community. That's G-R-A-D-U-W-A-Y. Then search for Connect DDD. Android users can search for Connect DDD from Google Play. You can also visit our mobile-friendly website, connectdd.org. Log in, create your profile, set your preferences, and start connecting. Connect DDD is being made available to all TriDelta members for free through December 31st, 2019. After that, it will be available exclusively for dues-paying collegiate and alumni members. Download the app and start connecting today.
Welcome back, everyone. Michelle Schimberg is here. She's an alumna from the Alpha Psi chapter at Florida. She's a past fraternity president for TriDelta, a lifetime volunteer, a current member of the Foundation Board of Trustees, and an advocate for mentorship. Welcome, Michelle. I'm so glad you could be here.
Thank you, Karen. I'm so happy to be here today and have the chance to talk to you.
So let's talk about mentorship and the importance of mentorship to college-age women.
Well, I think mentorship is so important to our young women because it really helps them to have an advocate, a champion, someone to serve as a guide and an encourager. And at that time of your life, 18 to 22, it's such a critical time for development and learning about yourself. And to have someone that you trust, that you can rely on, has your best interests at heart and can work with you, I think can make all the difference in the world as a young woman is growing and developing.
Well, you know, I say all the time that we have such a unique privilege in TriDelta to meet our members when we do, right? Mm-hmm. 18 to 22, 24, as they come into their own, they're growing into the women that they're going to be. But that comes with some challenges, right? And navigating that alone is tough, right?
That's right.
So tell me about your own journey.
I think the mentorship I received in TriDelta really helped me become the best person I could develop into. When I went to college, I was shy. I was quiet.
Oh my gosh.
Didn't talk to a lot of people. And the young women in my chapter who served as some of my first mentors, my big sister, some of the chapter officers that helped me figure out how to navigate the large University of Florida and where to plug in were some of the first people that TriDelta provided for me as mentors. I, back in the day, didn't even realize they were mentoring me, but they were. And women in today's day and age are more aware of the importance of a mentor and maybe seeking one out. So not only do mentors help as you're getting adjusted to college, but I think the beauty of TriDelta is that we provide mentors for all ages. And so as you're transitioning from a new member to an active member, and then as you're an active member thinking about what's my life going to look like after college, a mentor can play a significant role in helping you determine career opportunities, what your passions are, where do you want to go and try to make a difference. And then as you go through transitions in life, even as you're older, I've found I still rely on my TriDelta mentors. They helped me as I moved into new areas to learn about an area. They helped me understand how to be a better parent. I've learned from some of my mentors what it means to care for aging parents. So there are just so many ways that TriDeltas can mentor, not just in college. That's when we first are introduced as a mentor, but really all throughout your membership.
I think that's so important. Now, I know you well, mm-hmm. and I know that mentorship runs deep in your heart. And I know you mentor people outside of TriDelta. So can you talk to our listeners today a little bit about your commitment that you've made personally to mentoring young people?
I will. I do believe so much in the power of mentoring. And I've seen it through my TriDelta membership. I've experienced it. I've received the benefits of being mentored. And I have tried to pay that forward with young women in TriDelta that I continue to mentor. So much so that I have become involved in some organizations outside of TriDelta that really their focus is helping to mentor young people who maybe don't have the same advantages that I had in terms of having a family that was able to help me grow and guide. And so one of the organizations that I'm especially passionate about mentors a young people who are homeless teenagers. They aren't living with their family, wow, for whatever reason. And I have seen these young people go from not knowing where their next meal is going to come from, where they're going to sleep that night, to finishing high school, going to college, becoming an attorney, becoming a doctor. And the really important piece of all of that journey is having a champion and someone who encourages them and who believes in them that they can do this and shows them maybe a different way than what they know.
So no doubt you have made an incredible difference in these people's lives. But what I know about you, and what I'd love for our listeners to learn too, is the change in your life, the joy it's brought you as a mentor to these mentees.
I think that's the really a secret, beautiful gift that Tri Delta gives to us, is that the ability to receive mentorship is the first gift that we receive. But giving of my time to be a mentor, watching young women grow and accomplish their dreams and go on to do amazing things, really brings joy and satisfaction to the mentor, more so even than when you receive the mentorship. Right. So to me, it's the power of giving. It's the ability to help someone accomplish what they want to accomplish and see change in Tri Delta and in the world. And the satisfaction of seeing people accomplish their goals is really important and meaningful to me.
So what advice would you give to someone that was looking for a mentor? What kind of guidance would you give them?
So I think that in looking for a mentor, it's important to find someone that has knowledge or skills that you aspire to have. Maybe someone who has accomplished some things that you're looking to maybe work in that field or want to learn more about. So somebody who has some of that knowledge. But then also someone that you are going to feel comfortable being honest with. You know, being a mentor means providing guidance and support and encouragement, and sometimes talking honestly about not shortcomings, but maybe areas of development that the young person may need help with, or giving some honest feedback. Right. So you want to find someone that you can feel comfortable receiving feedback from and being willing to make the time.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And trust. I would think trust has got to be a
really
huge
important
piece of that relationship.
Yes.
As a mentor or mentee, vulnerability, how important is that in that relationship?
Well, I think it's so important because you have to be honest with yourself. Both the mentor and the mentee need to be honest in that relationship and being willing to say, hey, I really need some help with this area. Or I'm unclear of what to do, or I don't have this particular skill. Can you help me identify some ways I can work on this? Whatever it may be. And that vulnerability is important on the mentor side too, because none of us is perfect. We all go through life with things that we can learn and grow. And as you and I talked a little bit ago, I learn as much from my mentees as I think they learn from me. They help me learn things too. So I think it's important to be vulnerable on both sides.
That's great. Now, for someone that is considering becoming a mentor, any tips or advice there?
Well, again, I think it's important that if you say you want to be a mentor, that you're really going to commit to that and that you're going to make yourself available for that person and make sure that you do follow through on that commitment, because we don't, sometimes young people feel like, oh, you know, nobody's ever there for me, and you don't want to be another adult that kind of makes a promise and then doesn't follow through. So I think a commitment to making the time is really important. And then I also think, again, being willing to be open, being willing to be vulnerable, and being willing to help. And I think what I would say is it's one of the greatest joys of my TriDelta membership is to be able to serve as a mentor. And I encourage anybody who wants to make a little bit of time. It's the best role they could play.
Thank you so much for sharing your experience with us and for sharing your guidance, both to mentors and mentees, and for sharing how mentorship plays a role, a big role, mm-hmm. in TriDelta. Thanks for being with us here today.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk TriDelta. Special thanks to our guests, Michelle Schimberg and Heather Woodall, for providing such great insight on mentorship and best practices for seeking out and making the most of those relationships. Now's a great time to check out TriDelta's new app, Connect DDD, also available online at connectddd.org. Sign up to be a mentor or to find a mentor or get connected with sisters you've lost touch with. Of course, you can always learn more about what's going on in TriDelta at tridelta.org, and be sure to check out the latest edition of the Trident, now available online. We'd love to hear from you at Let's Talk TriDelta. Email us with your ideas or your questions at podcast@trideltaeo.org. Thank you for talking TriDelta with us. Join us next time and bring you.